Minister of Agriculture, Senegal, and all protocols observed. Sierra Leone is a rice-dependent country. For us, rice is both a food and political problem. So therefore, rice for us is so important that His Excellency the President, who has just been elected about 4 or 5 months ago, has made rice a flagship program for our food self-sufficiency. We have about 4.2 million hectares of arable land, which is at our disposal for agriculture. And most of those arable lands are not being used properly. We have so many rivers. Water is not our problem. The soil itself is also very good. But there have been in the past series of problems that has been a hindrance to us attaining at least food self-sufficiency. Now, may I just express some of these. One is the nature of agriculture itself, which is subsistence in nature. That means it is at subsistence level, that means the production is so rudimentary, mainly depending on cutlass and hoe. And this has not been helpful to even the farmers, neither to the country. Secondly, with regard to rice, there has been some elements of incoherent policy formulation, which has made the organization of rice, of agriculture as a whole, a problem. Thirdly, we have the illiteracy rate is so high, about 67% to 70%, and that has not encouraged any meaningful insight into innovative practices that can help us improve on our production processes and therefore productivity. So, then we have, of course, there is very little or no mechanization. There has been a lot of effort through the research station, which we call SLARES, to improve upon input in collaboration with Africa Rice and other research institutions. But because of failed policies, even their effort has not yielded much. But our major problem is the importation of rice. From the records that we met, Sierra Leone imports over $200 million worth of rice annually. And for a population of 7 million, that is just too much. So therefore, the government has made rice a very important agricultural recovery entity. And therefore, His Excellency the President has ordered my ministry to make sure by 2023 that we are able to have that import cost from 200 million to just 100 million. So I'm now seated there with that assignment to make sure we achieve that. That is why this conference is so important for me that I left everything to come here. Now, what have we done so far? We have done a lot of planning. We have positioned ourselves to develop strategies that will help us to turn things around. And I'm also very thankful to the Minister of Agriculture of Senegal as I sat down there listening to him when he gave his 12 points, which to me is quite helpful, and which most of it coincides with what we have already thought of to do. We are laying priority on rice. That's production, to improve production and therefore productivity. As a matter of fact, the entire value chain system involving rice. That doesn't mean we are going to forget about other crops, as he said. Other crops are also on the table. The only thing is that we are paying more attention to rice because rice is a source of revolution in Sierra Leone. What we have done, we decided to mechanize halfway the process by introducing tractors, power tillers, by introducing other machines that can help along the value chain from input supply to production to processing, value addition, packaging, up to the market. We are looking forward to really accessing also viable seeds, because one of the major issues we have is seeds. Most of our seeds are polluted, they are mixed up, and therefore they are not giving any better yield. The yields per hectare ranges from 0.5 to 1.5 metric tons per hectare, which, well, we cannot survive without. We have looked at Africa rice, we have looked at Vietnam, we have looked at China, and we are working with these institutions or countries in order to help us get seeds that can give us yield above 3 tons per hectare. In Sierra Leone, the other crops we have actually is cocoa, coffee, now cashew nuts, and these are coming up handy, and we intend to use funds from those crops, which are export crops, in order to develop further the rice industry. And we are very grateful to Africa Rice and other bilateral organizations and countries, including FAO, IFAD, UNDP, EU, ADB, World Bank, and China, to be specific, in helping us really support the programs we are putting together. We are asking Africa Rice specifically to accompany us in this journey in order to make us rice self-sufficient in Sierra Leone. I thank you all. I thank you for listening.